We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. The Eagles getting ready to return to action this Saturday afternoon at The Rock when they entertain the Blazers of UAB. That's a 2:30 ball game, an afternoon ball game for the Golden Eagles, with Southern Miss and UAB set for a ball game at 2:30. At The Rock, and need a big crowd there. I know we're going to have a good bunch of students there, going to have a big crowd for the Eagles and the Blazers on a Saturday afternoon ball game at The Rock. Love to have you join our conversation, and a lot of different ways that you can get involved in the show tonight. We've got Bo Morgan wandering around. Bo's got some of our question forms here that you can fill out a question to ask Coach Hall tonight. If you're listening in, you want to send a question in to the Southern Miss Athletics at gmail.com or USM Golden Eagles on Twitter. We've got Francis kind of monitoring the computer over there, and we'll pass that question along to Coach Hall as well. But again, the Eagles getting ready to return to action on Saturday afternoon, 2:30 ball game at The Rock. They take on the Blazers of the UAB. So, Will, before we get to the questions, how's the week gone for the Golden Eagles? You guys are just about, I guess, done with your preparations for UAB on Saturday. What's the week been like? How do you feel going into the ball game on Saturday?
Yeah, it's been a great week. You know, John, we've really gotten better at a lot of things. We've had another great week working special teams. Our defense has had a good week. And then offensively, we feel like we've taken some more steps, you know, to improve. We've got a lot of improvement to do there. We recognize that and know that. It's been good to get Bryson Mays back, our starting left tackle. That'll be a key to getting him back. Paul Gaynor played really good last week at tackle. So with Paul playing well at tackle, coupled with getting Bryson back, we think that can give us two more guys at tackle there. That's where a lot of our breakdowns happened, you know, on the offensive line. Jake's had another good week getting better. Our wideouts You know, I've made a lot of plays the last few weeks, and they continue to come on, all those young guys. So it's been a good week. We've had a great attitude. Our kids are working hard trying to fix issues that we've got, and we've had a great week of recruiting. And, man, we just keep driving forward every day.
Speaking of recruiting, how does that – is it back to almost to normal before the pandemic, or how are you able to recruit right now? How's that go?
Yeah, it's back to normal, back to normal. So, you know, we recruit really hard. We got several coaches out tonight at JUCO games next week during the off week. We'll have coaches all over the state at JUCO games on Thursday as well as high school games on Friday. They'll be at all of our commitments games. And we'll be in schools. And like I said, we're at 23 spots used on a year where we expect to use 32 spots. We're probably going to use one more spot on a guy on our team to get it to 24. So that'll leave us with 8 spots remaining in this class that we still got to fill.
All right, here's a question. Let's jump into some questions. Here's Tommy. Tommy's looking ahead a little bit, but he wants to know if you can share any of what our schedule might look like next year. He says he's heard that maybe we have Miami and Liberty on the schedule next year.
Yeah, so if you go to fbschedules.com, you can click on every team in America, and then you can look at all their schedules for the next few years. But we open up with Liberty at home, then we're at Miami. I know we also play Northwestern State out of Louisiana out of conference, and we also play Tulane out of conference. So I know that one by heart. That's our 4 out-of-conference games coupled with our in-conference schedule. We'll catch Middle Tennessee as well as Florida International again from the east side of the league. So that'll be our 12-game schedule for next year. And but if you go to that website, it has everybody's schedule, and you can look and see everybody's schedule and our upcoming opponents all the way through as many years down the road that it's been scheduled, which is a lot.
You obviously have only been here 10 months or so, but do you and Jeremy McClain talk at times about scheduling, maybe some ideas you have or ideas he bounces off you? Or are you involved in that process?
Yeah, so me and Jeremy are in complete alignment, man. I really, really enjoy Jeremy. We are cut from the same cloth as far as how we treat people on a daily basis and where we want to get this program back to. Most of the upcoming years that are close have already been scheduled out. That was done before I got the job. But everything moving forward, me and Jeremy have conversations about it. You know, there's a give and take right there. You know, we have to play a money game every year, you know, for financial obligations. And then after that, we'd like to play regional opponents, you know, that are likewise group of 5 teams. And so if you look at next year's schedule, we play Miami, but then we also play Tulane, and then we play Liberty. I know we've got Troy again upcoming in the future. We've got Mississippi State upcoming in the future, maybe in 2023. So I think Jeremy
South Alabama bounces back on there.
South Alabama at some point. I don't know when, though, John. You got me on that. I don't think that's any time in the near future, but you may be right. And hope they are. Love to play them again. But anyway,
here's another question. This is from Tommy here in the restaurant. Says you mentioned Tuesday that you knew the UAB coach Bill Clark very well. What's the history there? How do you and Bill know each other?
Yeah, so I got a lot of respect for Bill. He's one of the guys, a lot like me, that came up through the ranks by not being just a Division I Power 5 GA or whatever. You know, Coach Clark built that Prattville empire in the late 90s, early 2000s, when Prattville High School in Alabama was an unbelievable high school program, one of the best in the country. Then he went to South Alabama as the D coordinator and helped them start football there. We coached against each other in 2011. That was actually my first game as a head coach, and played them at South Al when I was at West Alabama. And then he got the job at Jacksonville State FCS program and helped turn that program around. And then he went to UAB. So along the way, he's had a guy with him by the name of Jody Wright, who's now with the New York Giants. Jody and I are dear friends. And Jody was Bill's right-hand man for a long time. So I got a lot of respect for Coach Clark and how he's built his programs in the past. There's a lot of similarities with which in the way we recruit, and he's done a great job at UAB.
All right, here's a question from the Internet tonight. Wants to know, as you have sort of seen Jake Lang play the last few weeks, how have you seen him develop in the short period of time he's been playing, and what do you want to see from him Saturday night against UAB?
Well, he cut his turnovers down from 3 to 1 last week. So if we can cut that by, you know, by that same percentage, then he'll be at a third. I don't know if you can do that in a football game. So we'll play the odds and say he has none. And we'd love to have that. Jake's a kid that does everything he's supposed to do every day to give him a chance to be successful. And that's what we all want to do, right? We all want to take the abilities the good Lord give us, and we want to maximize them in every way. And Jake does that. He's extremely accurate. He gets the ball out fast. He understands the game. He made a lot of good decisions in the previous game. Jake played good enough for us to win. We got to play better around him. He had one crucial mistake, and that was the turnover, I think, in the second quarter. That was a bad play by him. He knows that. But outside of that, he played a pretty dang good football game.
He is throwing, when he throws the football, to a group of receivers, a few veteran guys in there, but a lot of young guys. It's been kind of fun watching that group sort of mature a little bit here as the season's gone along.
Yeah, they've really come on as the year went on. We thought that group had a chance to be the strength of our football team. They did not play well early. Desmond Lindsay has done a phenomenal job developing all of them, because even the experienced guys in the room, guys like Brownlee and Brad Dennis, they had never played a college football game in front of people before, and because they'd only played in COVID. So that whole group's back. We don't lose a single player in the whole room. They're all back. We've recruited. We've got 4 wideouts committed right now that are phenomenal players. So I think you'll see wideout be an area of strength, not only throughout the rest of this year, but moving forward, you know, in our program as well.
When you're looking for wide receivers, obviously they got to catch the ball. That's number one. But what do you look for in wide receivers that you want to recruit and bring to Southern Miss?
Run fast, jump high, make plays, right?
Right. Pretty
so,
simple.
We want people that are really, really fast, all right, and catch the ball really, really well and make a lot of plays. And, you know, the less speed they have, the taller we would like for them to be. And the faster they are, the shorter they can be. So it's kind of an inverse relationship right there on a sliding scale. You know, if you're really, really small, then you need to be really, 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 really fast. And if you're really tall, you cannot be quite as fast. But you've got to have some type of redeeming quality, John. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not the tallest guy in the world, but you're really, really handsome. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have some redeeming quality.
Well, thank you for saying that. That made my day.
It's John's birthday tomorrow, too, or Saturday, right? John's birthday. Birthday tomorrow, too, by the way.
It is.
Yep.
It
is. So hopefully we get get a big win for your birthday.
Well, that's all I want for my birthday.
Yep.
Get a Golden Eagle win this weekend.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. The Golden Eagles and the Blazers of UAB on Saturday at the Rock, back in a moment. This is Southern Miss Football from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit CanebrakeCountryClub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
And back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Will Hall, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles. Next week is an open date for the Golden Eagles, so we're going to give Will the night off next week, but we're going to have a basketball show next week. Going to visit with Coach Jay Ladner and Coach Joy Lee McNellis, going to be with us here at Walk-Ons next Thursday night here for the Golden Eagle Hotline. Got a lot of good questions coming in, so keep them coming tonight as we do what we love to do on a Thursday night. That's talk Golden Eagle football. Here's a question from a guy who, you know, has some expertise in the game of football. Coach Bobby Hall has a question. He wants to know, where do you think our recruiting class would rank in the group of 5?
I think probably around number 2 right now, behind Cincinnati, is kind of where we're sitting. If it was all added up and all the guys were ranked, and of course Cincinnati's now going Power 5, you know, with them going to the Big 12. So we got a chance to have, you know, one of the greatest recruiting classes in Southern Miss history. You know, I know Coach Fedora and them had an unbelievable class the year they had DeAndre Brown and those guys from Ocean Springs. and Willie Packer from Moss Point, if I remember right, and then the handy kid from Lawrence County. That was an unbelievable class. It was really highly ranked. But this one we're putting together right here has got a chance to be the best class in school history by all the guru rankings and all that. We just got to finish strong and keep it up.
What's the number? It used to be 25. I know it's kind of fluctuated a little bit. How many can you sign this year?
Yeah, you can sign 25 a year, but if you have up to 7 kids get in the portal, you can get 7 backs. You can go up to 32. We plan on going to 32.
All right. Here's another question what's that bill on set?
We're going to be able to sign 32 on this year's class, and we got to be at 85 total. So then we could push forward, yes, if we were under 85. So it would just depend on where we're at that 85 number after that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's one from Vance. Is UAB primarily a running or a passing team?
They're a running team all the way. Their head coach runs the defense and the special teams. He calls the defense and the special teams. So they're a team that wants to win with defense and kicking game. They run it downhill over and over and over again, and then they play action and throw it really, really far to a wide out that runs real, real fast. So his name is Shropshire. So we got to try to keep him in front of us. But they pound it downhill and really try to get after you with defense.
Well, in Conference USA, as you kind of look at some of the teams in Conference USA, is there a surprise team this year or that maybe you can kind of put your finger on, or is it sort of playing out kind of the way you thought it might?
No, I think we knew UTSA was going to have a pretty good year, and it's still early too, right, John? I mean,
yeah.
We've only played 2 conference games, and that's pretty much the norm, you know, around the league. So it's still early to tell, but it looks like La Tech's got a good team in the West. It looks like UTSA's pretty formidable right now, and then UAB's a good team. But, man, I'll be honest with you, buddy. I'm concentrating on us and who we've got week to week, and we're so far into building this culture, building this program, fixing problems on a daily basis that I haven't looked around too much. I'm just concentrating on the task at hand right now.
Well, speaking of that, talk about the tight end position at Southern Miss. Of course, the veteran Grayson Gunner was back out of Arkansas, the transfer from Arkansas, who I think at one time may have played for your dad, right?
Yep, he did.
At one time. And then some young guys like a Luke Baker, who's coming on and playing well, and Cole Cavallo and Ray Ladner, some of those guys you got there at tight end. Talk about that position a little bit.
Yeah, so Grayson's a really good football player. Like you said, transferred from Arkansas, played for Dad and then for Coach Hart at Madison Central, and has a really good football player for us. He's battled through some injuries. He's battling through some again this week. We haven't gotten him the ball quite as much as we wanted to, but he's having a really good year. And then we got a young guy in Luke Baker that's going to be a phenomenal player. Luke's playing on several special teams units and starting, getting about 15 to 20 snaps a game in the kicking game, and is going to be a really good player for us. Then you've also got Cole Cavallo, plays a lot of minutes for us, is playing well out of Slidell, Louisiana. And then, like we said, Ray Ladner from Hancock County, which everybody probably knew by his last name, right, that's where he was from. And Ray is a tough guy that does great in school and really likes to put his face on you. So they're a good group. We got everybody back except for Grayson, and so it's a group that's got a chance to have a really bright future as well.
Here's a question from the restaurant. This is from I think it's Alice. Is it Alice? Well, like Allie maybe? I can't read Ryan out of here.
Allie? Yeah.
Allie and Casey. All right. Allie and Casey want to know, what impact did your father have on your coaching style?
Yeah, a ton. You know, Dad was great at captivating places as far as captivating the people in the communities coming in. And that's kind of where I figured out at a young age that football meant so much to so many people in the South and in Mississippi, and that if you win in football, it affects way more people than just the football players and the football team. You can give communities such a sense of pride. You can rally people together. You know, when a football is going on, people don't see race, they don't see color, they don't see demographics, they don't see socioeconomic status. All they do is join together and root for their team. And man, it can be a a thing that really unites people. And that's what we want to do here. We know that if we get back to winning football games at Southern Miss, it can be such an impact on the community, such an impact on the area in and of itself. We can be a sense of pride for everyone and unite people together. And that's what we're going to do. We're doing that on a daily basis already if you come in contact with our program. We're not getting it done on the field yet. I understand that. That is going to happen as long as we continue to build it the right way. And so we're excited about the culture we're building. We take this responsibility very seriously. And we're better today than we were last week when I came to see you, John. And we're going to keep pushing it that direction.
All right, here's another question. This is from the Internet. What do you want to see from the offensive line, I assume this week or maybe overall? What do you want to see? What do you need to see from the offensive line?
I need to see us execute the plays we call and block the people we're supposed to block. You know, we don't need, this is not just O-line, this is everybody right now. We don't need more three-run homers. We need more singles. We need more walks. We need to not swing at bad pitches, okay? We need more people just doing what they're supposed to do. You know, the difference in a 270 career hitter in baseball and a 300 hitter over the course of a career is 1.2 base hits per week in their career. Greatness comes from doing simple things consistently better than average people do. We got to block the man in front of us, okay? We got to catch balls that hit us in the hands. We got to not jump off sides. We're not asking for anything drastic right now. We're in every game. Every game's a one-score game. We've got to consistently do simple things better than what we're doing right now to get this thing over the hump, and that's what we're concentrating on a daily basis.
All right, and the Eagles are back in action on this Saturday afternoon, 2:30 ball game at The Rock. They take on the Bill Clark and the Blazers of UAB. We'll take a break, come back here to Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. More with the head coach, Coach Will Hall. Back in a moment, Southern Miss football from Learfield.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Is Golden Eagle Hotline live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with head coach Will Hall here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Glad to have everybody here. If you couldn't make it out tonight, if you're home listening to the show or driving around in your car going somewhere, listening in, love to have you come join us here at Walk-Ons. Coach Hall won't be here next week. It's an open date for the Golden Eagles, so we're going to turn our attention to basketball next week. Again, Jay Ladner, Joy Lee McNellis will both be here with us next Thursday night at Walk-Ons for the Golden Eagle Hotline. Keep the questions coming. You can send one in via email. That would be southernmissathletics@gmail.com. On Twitter, to USM Golden Eagles. We got Francis is over there somewhere kind of tracking down all those that come in and passing them on to us. So don't be shy about asking a question as we talk Golden Eagle football. All right, here's one from, that's a good question, from Bud. I think this is a internet question. Do you have a preference to an early start or an evening game, and does your opinion change if it's a road game?
I would like to play as early as possible every game. I'd like to wake up, eat breakfast, and play. I'd like to kick off at 11 o'clock every day. I think it's what's best for the student athlete. They get to have somewhat of an off day and visit with their family, and that's what I like, you know. But I certainly understand that TV drives everything, and you got to play when they tell you to on TV. So we've got no say-so in that whatsoever, and that's fine with me, man. The more money we make off TV, the better for everything, right? So I'm good with it.
Here's one from Robert. Robert Goss. Is Robert here? I don't think he's – is he here today?
I saw him earlier. He's here somewhere.
Okay. He wants to know –
there he is right there.
Oh, there he is. Okay, good. Robert's question is, any insight if our punter has requested or influenced the I'm from Louisiana song all of us folks from Mississippi get to listen to when he punts very well?
Well, that would be a question for, I think, maybe Brad Smith. I don't know. I got no idea what songs play.
You're not in charge of songs.
Yeah. I don't even notice any songs at all. But I can tell you that Mason is a young man from Stone High School in the big city of Wiggins, Mississippi. Played for Coach Feaster in high school. He's one of the top young coaches in the state. And we're really excited about Mason. He's a young man that has made himself into a great player. He's got another year available. He's another one of those young guys that'll be back again and has a bright future for us. And he has played lights out, and we're excited about him.
He only punted four times last year. He's been the punter this year, and you weren't here last year, obviously. But what is he doing, or how has he become the punter that he is right now? Just hard work, I guess, huh?
Yeah, hard work and maximizing what the good Lord's given him. I think Greg Meyer, special teams coordinator, does a phenomenal job each week of making sure our missiles or gunners get out. We do a lot of shifting and motioning. We're very sophisticated in our punt schemes. We check it every week based off the looks. We do a lot of stuff. Bryson Mays, our left tackle, runs that from a shield perspective. And, man, it allows Mason to relax and really put his foot into it and kick it because he knows we're going to free those missiles up. I'd like to talk about those young kids right now, too. Antavius Willis from Velma Jackson, who played for the great Bernard Ewell, probably the greatest player in Jim Hill history in high school. He's done a phenomenal job at missile. Kalen Leonard's a young man that's coming on at missile and made a tackle inside the five last week. And then Cam Harrell also gets in that mix. And Jay Stanley, who played at Brandon for Tyler Peterson, is also doing a phenomenal job. So they're all doing a great job, and Mason's booming it, and we hope to continue that moving forward.
Of course, the place kicker right now, Briggs Bourgeois, and Briggs has done a pretty good job for the Golden Eagles so far.
We also can't leave out our snapper, Justin Hewlett, yeah, who played for a really good head coach by the name of Bobby Hall at Biloxi High School. Yeah. So
that Hall guy gets around, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, and Briggs doing a great job kicking as well. Our special teams have played really well outside of the Alabama game. Our coverage units have been great. We've had some explosive returns. I expect us to keep that going, as we continue to build this program.
All right, here's a question from the internet from Aaron. Aaron wants to know, what's the biggest thing that you want to impress to your team heading into this weekend?
I would like to play better offensively. You know, when I look at our program, I think that we are building a phenomenal program. I think we're laying a foundation that's built for stability, that's built to win and win for a long time and win the right way. I think we've got the defense back playing much better than they have in the recent past. I think we're playing lights out in a kicking game. We're really struggling offensively. That's for a lot of reasons. But at the end of the day, there's no excuses. This isn't intramurals. This is big boy football. We've got to find a way to move the ball. I would like for us to not shoot our – actually, I'd like for us to not blow our foot completely off, not shoot it. I'd like for us to not jump off sides. I'd like for us to block the people in front of us. I'd like to read plays correctly. I'd like for us to not turn it over. I'd like for us to catch balls that hit us in the hands and give ourselves a chance, to move the football.
Speaking of defense, one of the great stories is Swayze Bozeman, who's back playing for the Golden Eagles. He was out, I guess, for about 6 months or so, but back playing, and it's great to have him. From just a leadership standpoint, to have a guy like a Swayze Bozeman on your team means a lot.
Phenomenal young man, played at Tri-County Academy and then played for Glenn Davis over at Colin. Really maximizes another kid that's maximized everything the good Lord's given him. He was a wide-out DB through high school and then transitioned to Colin. He's gotten bigger and stronger. You know, if you see Swayze with his shirt off, John, he doesn't look like me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a bowed-up, impressive-looking dude. He helps Mitch Williams run our Bible study, and he's a devout Christian. He leads with his faith. He leads by example. It's been great to get him back. He's playing at a high, high level.
That's a great part of that football team, guys like Hayes Maples.
That we don't have people that look like you.
Well, that is good for the football team, right? Yeah. But Hayes Maples, Swayze Bozeman, Santrell Latham, TQ Newsom. I guess Josh Perry plays in there, too. I mean, that's a really, really group of football players that are important to this team.
It is, and the only one we lose is Swayze. You know, Santrell's back, Hayes is back, TQ's a sharp guy that's coming on and going to be a great player. Played at Gulfport High for Coach Archie, Southern Miss great, right? And all those young kids, and then we've got two linebackers committed right now that are phenomenal players, and then we're probably going to take one more transfer. linebacker right there just to get a little more, age in the room. And Coach Armstrong's doing a phenomenal job with them, but they're Southern Miss to the core. They're playing at a high level.
Now we're talking Golden Eagle football as we do every Thursday night here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Glad to have you all with us as we get ready for the Eagles on Saturday, entertaining the Blazers of UAB. Keep the questions coming both here in the restaurant and via the internet tonight. Talking Golden Eagle football with Coach Will Hall. We're back in a moment. This is Southern Miss football from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
Back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Keep the questions coming, a lot of good ones. You can send us one on southernmissathletics@gmail.com, Twitter, USM Golden Eagles, or if you're here in the restaurant with us, grab one of our question forms, and you can ask a question of Coach that way. Coach, we won't be here, you won't be here next week for the Golden Eagle Hotline. We're going to have Jay Ladner and Joy Lee McNellis here, but I don't want people to think you're going to be at home because of open date. You guys are going to be hard at work, scouring the state, scouring the region, trying to find a football player. So talk about what's going on next week with the football staff.
Yeah, next Thursday, all 10 of our coaches that are eligible to get out on the road will be out all over the southeast at junior college games and high school games that are played on Thursday, and I'll be out as well. I'm excited about doing that. I'm going to be at a few junior college games, seeing a few of our junior college commitments that we've got coming in January, and excited to watch those guys play and also to see some guys live that are on our radar and we're trying to make decisions on in the evaluation process.
Okay. So, again, that's next week. On the show, we'll have Jay Ladner, Joy McNellis, as we talk Golden Eagle and Lady Golden Eagle basketball. All right, here's a question from Bill Doherty here in the restaurant. I want you to talk about quarterbacks. Obviously, Ty has been hurt and Trey has been hurt, but to talk about who's in that quarterback room right now and how Ty and Trey maybe are still involved with things.
Okay, so Ty and Trey come to meetings every day. They're in a cast, and they're on a little mobile scooter that their injured limb sits on. But they're in meetings every day, staying involved with the offense, learning. They're both just great young men. And, Trey's an older guy that really touches people's lives in a positive way. And then Ty's a young guy that is so important for him not to miss any meeting time, and he hasn't. And just to absorb and continue to learn. That was really the most devastating thing about Ty's injury, was just the progression and the way we were moving with him and all the learning. Now, I'm a guy that tries to find the positive in everything. The positive is now he gets a red shirt, right? But so he's learning every day and getting better. That's those two. And, the rest of the kids are in there that are eligible to play or working hard and doing everything they can do to try to help this program get back to where we want it.
Here's a question from Vance. Vance, see if I can read the writing here. As far as the recruits in this recruiting class, is there a particular position is really strong, particularly strong among the recruits in this class that we've just signed this past year?
Last year, the one we're going on now. We'll just go what we're going on now.
All right, let's
do that.
The
ones we signed last year already on our team. So, so we've got 5 D linemen committed. We want to take at least 2 more and get that to 7. We feel like that's a position of need where we've got to fix. We've got 6 O linemen already in this class used up. We're going to take 1, possibly 2 more of those. So we really want to focus on the line of scrimmage. We feel like, that's where we were void from a depth standpoint and a standpoint of needing to get better faster. We've got some really good receivers committed. 2 of those kids could play other positions as well. They're great athletes. We've got a great quarterback committed. He'll be in here in January. In my opinion, he's the best quarterback in the state of Mississippi. He made the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game, so I guess that validates that somewhat. And And then, you know, we want to add a few more DBs to the room. But, man, we got a lot of people back and a lot of young kids that are learning how to play college football and playing a little bit better each week. Coupled with the way we're recruiting, I think there's going to be more competition on this campus. And competition lifts everyone up, right? You know what I'm saying, John? And one reason why I'm able to do a good job on this radio show is because I'm competing with you, and you're a legend. You know what I mean? Yeah. So competition makes everybody better, and we're trying to get more and more every day.
We'll talk a little bit about the atmosphere. Here's a question actually from Aaron. It's more about homecoming and the atmosphere. But as a whole, the atmosphere that you have discovered at the Rock from our fans in the first few home games you've been a part of, what do you like about that, and how have you felt like the fans have sort of responded to our football team this year?
It's just unbelievable. You know, we knew that coming in. We knew the history and tradition of this place and why there's so much passion. And that's why I wanted this job. You know, I know a lot of our people are mad right now because we're not winning yet. And I mean, let's be mad. I'm mad too. You know what I'm saying? It's good to be mad when I don't want to coach anywhere where they're not mad when you're not winning. So let's be mad. But let's find a way. Let's don't just sit here and shout out problems. Let's all find solutions, okay? And one way as a fan you can find a solution is to buy tickets and come to the game, because that helps us recruit. Because recruits come to games, and they don't want to come to games and play places where nobody's in the stands. So fill the stands up, have a great atmosphere, even right now when we're building it. And I know that's hard. I know you want to come and sit in the stands and watch a winner, all right? But one way we're going to get back to winning is recruiting great players that we have to. You have to win in recruiting before you win on the field. You can't just sign a bunch of players that didn't have any offers to go. You know, John, we all want to marry a woman that had other options, right? My wife certainly had other options, okay? So, we don't, you know, I mean, that's just life. And so we're winning in recruiting right now. Our fan base is doing an unbelievable job, and we got to keep that going. Even through these tough times right now, we've got to build it together. And I appreciate what our fans are doing, and certainly hope they'll maintain that and keep that consistency going.
And speaking of that, the coaching staff works so hard. Sometimes when you come out of those meetings, it's nice to have a little treat there in the kitchen part of the offices. And Randy is here. Randy almost daily has got some sort of cupcake, cake, pie, all kinds of stuff that when you come out of those meetings, you got something to eat there.
There's no doubt. We really appreciate Randy and his wife. They do a great job. They provide us awesome treats every Monday, and I know Coach Darvo really loves them. I think Coach Lindsay and Coach Stringer, I think their first team all Randy All-Americans right there, attacking those every week. I know Coach Stringer, he almost pulls a chair up and just sits down right there.
All right, Randy, we appreciate it. Hey, we're talking Golden Eagle of football with Coach Will Hall. Going to be here to the top of the hour. Going to take a break, come back, and talk more about the Golden Eagles. They take on the Blazers of UAB on Saturday afternoon at the Rock. Back in a moment. This is Southern Miss Football from Learfield.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
Hi, then. We're back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Also want to thank our good friends at the Mississippi Hospital Association. The Mississippi Hospital Association thanks all our hospitals and their frontline heroes who are sacrificing so much to take care of all of us, whether it's paving the way for a healthier outcome, tackling life's challenges, or providing protection. Mississippi's hospitals and their healthcare heroes are there for you and your families. The Mississippi Hospital Association encourages all Mississippians to make the winning play and take their shot at beating COVID-19. So thanks to our good friends at the Mississippi Hospital Association. The Golden Eagles getting ready to host the Blazers of UAB at the Rock on a Saturday afternoon. That's a 2:30 start. Our broadcast will get underway at 1 o'clock on the network as we bring you all the pregame activity before the Golden Eagles and the Blazers square off there on a Saturday afternoon. Well, you talked about them earlier, but when you turn on the video, you turn on the computer, and you start looking at this UAB ball club, what sort of stands out about the Blazers and the Bill Clark's ball club?
Really talented group. You know, they've done a great job recruiting over an extended period of time. They're a really talented roster. Probably they'll be the second most talented team we'll play this year outside of Alabama. You know, and that's why they've been able to get it going. Coach Clark runs the defense. They do a great job defensively. They win with defense. Play a lot of man coverage and really try to smother you down. They've got a great, great D-line with a lot of talented players. And, you know, they're really sound in the kicking game. And they run it right at you on offense and try to create a few explosive plays by sucking you in and throwing it over your head.
They're an older ball club too, right? When they dropped their program a few years ago, when they started it back, they were to bring in some older guys. So it's an older ball club.
Yes, they are an older ball club. You know, when they started their program back over, but that's probably phased out by now, John, with that recruiting class. But they have been there for a long time, so they've been able to consistently recruit over a period of time. And when you have stability, Frank Gore, I saw him right there. Frank Gore, Jacarius Caston, Brendan Toles, and J-Rob from right here in Puddles. That's four Golden Eagles right there. Four young guys with bright, bright futures. three freshmen and a sophomore. Jacarius is from Adams County Christian. Played for Coach King there. Brendan Toles played for Coach Fair at Lafayette County. There we go. And J-Rob played right here in Petal for the great Marcus Bulls. And so four young guys that have bright, bright futures. That's us, right? Three freshmen and a sophomore. They're all playing and getting their feet wet and getting better and better each week. And all four of them are doing really good in the classroom and have a great chance to be guys that are remembered for a long time in the black and gold. And I can't remember where we were at on the question.
Well, the
John,
last thing they thought when they came out to eat tonight was they're going to run into the head coach tonight, didn't they?
Man, I don't know. Frank's pretty slick. He probably knew what he was doing.
you were talking about, I think you were talking about UAB and being maybe an older ball club.
Yeah, yeah, they've had stability, right? When you look at the group of five level, the programs that are winning have had stability at the top over a period of time. It didn't just wake up and happen. UAB's one of those programs. They've had stability with Coach Clark being there since, what, 2016?
That's right.
Yeah, I think 2016 was his first year, so you're looking at, you know, a six-year run right there where he's been in charge of that program. And so they've been able to recruit to consistent systems over a period of time. So they've got kids that know what they're doing. They've been trained and groomed and lifted and practiced in certain systems. So they're a veteran group, and they do a really good job in all phases.
We're going to come back after a moment. We're going to take one more break here as we're talking Golden Eagle football tonight with Coach Will Hall. Eagles and UAB on Saturday afternoon at The Rock. Back in a moment, Southern Miss football from Learfield.
This is the College Football Rewind.
10-5, give it six.
The kick is good.
And the Longhorns win.
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it. Touchdown.
The College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
This is Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
Right back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline as we head into the final stretch run of our show here tonight at Walk-Ons. You didn't get a chance to come out and visit with us tonight. We hope you will next week. Next week will be a basketball show. Golden Eagles have an open date. Coach is going to be out on the road recruiting a little bit next week, so we'll talk basketball next week with Jay Lander and Joy Lee McNellis. But Coach will be back in a couple of weeks, so we'd love to have you come out if you haven't come out yet and to visit us with us in person here at Walk-Ons. We hope to do that in a couple of weeks as we sit around and talk a little Golden Eagle football. Well, talk a little bit, if you will. We talked about the linebackers earlier on. Talk about some of those guys we see play up there on the defensive front for the Golden Eagles. That's kind of a mixture of some veteran guys and then some guys that are really kind of playing real minutes for the first time in their careers.
Yeah, so Eric Kitchens is playing at a high level for us. Eric is a guy that played at South Panola for Lance Pogue and then played junior college ball. And Eric's playing at a high level for us. He is a senior, so this will be his last year with us. Ty Sykes was from Columbus, Mississippi, is playing really well for us as well. Behind him is a young man named Josh Ratcliffe out of Louisiana that gets the most out of what God gave him. Josh is a talented guy that if he can keep honing in with his assignments, he would even play more and more because he's got some twitch and some talent. And then we got Deshaun Crawford that played for Dan Brady at Bay Springs. Deshaun played at Jones Junior College for Steve Buckley, former Golden Eagle coach, and did a great job there. And Deshaun's also a senior, transferred to us from Virginia Tech. He's learning our system and getting better and better each week. So those are the main four in the trenches right there that are doing a lot of good things. Coach Lacey's doing a great job with them. And we're recruiting at a really, really high level right there as well.
Yeah, and that's a group, as you watch them, they're getting better and better, it seems like, each and every ball game.
They are. They're working hard, learning the techniques that we teach here. And doing some good things.
We were, you mentioned him earlier, but Austin Armstrong is the defensive coordinator, coaches those Golden Eagle linebackers we were talking about earlier. 28 years old, but doing a heck of a job kind of coordinating things on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's 28 going on about 55.
Yeah.
You know, he's an old soul. He's a lot like me. He knew he wanted to coach at a very young age, and he's every decision he's made since he was about 7 or 8 years old was moving towards being a college coach. He just knew what he wanted to do. I love him. We're like brothers. I knew he would do a great job. I had the utmost faith in him. And, man, he is. He's doing a great job. He's also doing a great job helping build this culture. He's a guy that is totally in alignment with me and how I believe you treat people on a daily basis, how I believe you affect the lives around you, the type of kids we want to recruit, the way we want to coach them and be demanding, but at the same time teach them how to be men. And he's doing a phenomenal job with that.
Yeah, we're going to take our final break right here and leave ourselves the last 3 minutes or so to visit tonight with head coach Will Hall. The Eagles getting set to take on UAB. We'll come back. Get ready to wrap things up right after this. This is Southern Miss Football from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Cane Brake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Cane Brake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Cane Brake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Just a few minutes to go tonight on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Again, to remind you, Will's not going to be with us. He'll be out on the road recruiting a little bit, trying to add to this Golden Eagle football team. So next week, it'll be Jay Ladner and Joy Lee McNellis stopping by to visit with us here. But Will will be back the following week to talk Golden Eagle football with us. Will, I don't know how much you keep up with things in Conference USA. Any team, anybody surprise you when you look at the standings, you look at the results? Is there anybody in the league team-wise that has surprised you with the way they played, or everybody probably playing about the way you thought they would?
Yeah, I think it's gone about like you think it would. You know, John, it's still early. It's too early to tell. You know, I know this. I know UAB is really, really good, and that's who we got this week, and that's what I'm focused on. And we've had a really good week of practice, and you know, I'm looking forward to putting a better product out on the field this weekend.
What do you see as the keys this weekend against UAB? What are some things Eagles have to do well to be in position to have a chance to win?
Yeah, offensively, like I said, we've got to do our job. You know, we've got to block the man that we're supposed to block. We've got to hold on to the football and not commit devastating turnovers. We've got to get, like I said, we've got to hit. We got to hit more singles. We got to not swing at bad pitches, right? We got to control what we can control. Defensively, same thing. We got to take our gap consistently because they're going to run it right at us about 45 times in this game. We've got to take our gap. We got to squeeze the ball carrier. We can't let the 3-yard run turn into a 7- and 8-yard run because we were out of our gap or we didn't squeeze him and get him down. In the kicking game, we got to keep doing what we've been doing and hopefully create an explosive play. And it's going to be a war. We said before the year started, every game we play outside Alabama is probably going to be a one-score game. And that's what it's been so far. At halftime, it was a one-score game. It was a one-score game to deep into it. And if you change one play here or there, it's a win. I expect that game, this game this week, will be the same way. And we've got to get over that hump and stop doing the things that cause you to lose. Before you can win, you have to stop doing things that cause you to lose. And we're learning how to not do those things. We're getting better. But we've got to at some point get over this hump, and I hope it happens this week.
Okay, well, it's going to be a good one, no doubt about it. Always a good battle between the Golden Eagles and UAB. Will, as always, thanks for stopping by, visiting with us here on a Thursday night. Always enjoy our talk about the Golden Eagle football and college football, and we will see you at the Rock. Need to have a bigger crowd. Need a big, big crowd there. That crowd can make the difference on Saturday.
It really can. We got a lot of great recruits coming in, and again, guys, if you want to know how you can help, help us with recruiting. Be at the game this weekend. Be loud. Have a great Eagle Walk. Recruits see all of those things. Recruiting is the straight line path to building this program back. We have to win in recruiting to win on the field. We're winning in recruiting. We need the atmosphere right. Help us with recruiting.
All right, Will. Thanks for the visit, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, John. To the top.
All right, to the top, the Golden Eagles and UAB on Saturday at the Rock. That'll do it. Thanks to everybody for coming out tonight. All the great questions. We will see you next week back here at Walk-Ons once again for the Golden Eagle Hotline. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.